Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. This is the Entree Architect Podcast, episode 104. Welcome back to the Entree Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. Whether you have plans to someday start your own firm, whether you're in the process of launching a startup, or you might be an experienced small firm architect just trying to make a difference, this podcast is for you. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. Well, it's that time of year again. The bells are ringing for the holidays, and we're all busy wrapping up deadlines before the turn of the new year. It's also time to look ahead to 2016. It's true. It's already here. This 2015 has been a crazy fast year for me. It's every year it seems like it goes faster and faster. But it's time to look ahead. It's time to look ahead to 2016. How are we going to make 2016 our best year ever? How are we going to find the work that we want and make the money that we need and live the life of our dreams? Well, this week on the Entree Architect Podcast, I'm going to share my thoughts on how to take your business and your life to greater success in 2016 with just one goal. This episode of the Entree Architect Podcast is sponsored by FreshBooks, the easiest way to send invoices, manage expenses, and track your time. Learn more at freshbooks.com/architect. And the Architecture Business Plan Competition. It's free to enter, and the grand prize is $10,000. To learn more, go to archbusinessplan.com. So yeah, we're here. 2016 is right around the corner. 2015 in December. This is when everybody starts talking about goals. You hear it on the radio, and you hear it on podcasts, and you hear it on television. Everybody's talking about goals and what you can do to accomplish your goals in 2016. I would say the first thing you want to do is look back to 2015 and look at your goals that you set in 2015 and whether you accomplished those goals or not, and what may have caused you to not accomplish those goals and what helped you accomplish the ones that you did accomplish. Remember, goals need to be specific. There's an acronym called SMART, S-M-A-R-T, and the S stands for specific. Goals need to be specific. They can't be general. You need to be specific on what you want to accomplish for your goals. They need to be measurable. They need to have a specific distance or amount, some measurable quantity that you can determine whether you achieved them or not. They need to be attainable. They need to be realistic. So A is attainable and R is realistic. And T is timely. They need to be time sensitive. So SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. And I've discussed goals here before in the podcast and how we should set goals for each part of our lives. You know, maybe your business goals and financial goals and physical goals and spiritual goals and family goals and leadership goals. And every part of your life, you know, should have goals. That's what they say, right? And they say that you should limit the total number of goals to 7 to 10 total goals. 7 to 10 total goals. Many more than 7 or 10, it gets too many to manage. It just gets overwhelming. I set goals for each part of my life, and I've done that for years. And so I did this last year, and I set my goals in each parts of my life and assured that they were SMART, S-M-A-R-T. I made sure that they were specific and measurable and attainable and realistic and have time deadlines. And I did that, and I wrote them down in my Evernote, and I developed action plans for those goals. And I had about 7 goals, I would say. And I developed action plans for achieving those goals, and I used my calendar to perform the tasks required to complete the action plans, okay? Just like you're supposed to, right? And I achieved some of those goals. I was happy that I achieved the ones that I did. Others I'm still working on here at the end of the year, and others sort of faded away, or rather they evolved into bigger goals that changed the situation of many of the other goals that I set. So sometimes your goals that you set throughout the year no longer take priority, that they're no longer the things that need to be done. Maybe some of them, other things happen in your life that may change the situation. So I hear so much about goals around this time of year and how we can plan for success in the coming year. Success doesn't just happen. It's planned. It's really planned by goal setting. If you want to be successful, you need to plan and you need to set goals. And the only way you really can accomplish your goals is to have an unyielding discipline to accomplish those goals. You need to be disciplined. And the goals that sort of faded away for me were the ones that I weren't so disciplined on. In the beginning of the year, I look back and I was very, very disciplined in the first couple months. And then throughout the year, you know, maybe February, March, some of those goals sort of faded away. That discipline wasn't there. That unyielding discipline is important. So this year, I'm going to try something different. This year, I'm not going to set a bunch of goals. I know that sounds weird, right? I mean, it sounds, especially coming from me, somebody who's been talking about goals and goal setting for so much for so long. This year I'm going to try something different. I'm not going to set goals in every part of my life this year. I'm not going to follow the rule to limit my goals to 7 to 10. This year, in 2016 coming up, this year, I'm going to look at my life as a big picture. This year, I'm going to look at my life as an integrated whole. You've heard me talk about my integrated life with my business and my family and everything's all one thing. Well, I'm going to look at my goals that way too. I'm going to look at my goals as an integrated, my life as an integrated whole. I'm going to look at things that I want to accomplish. And yes, I'm going to work toward achieving the things that I want to achieve, you know, and there will be lots of those things. But in terms of goal setting, in terms of setting goals, this year I'm not going to just set 7 to 10 goals and in every part of my life. I'm not going to do that this year. This year coming up in 2016, I'm going to set one goal. I'm going to set one goal that I can focus on throughout the year, each month, each week, each day. I'm going to work toward achieving one goal in 2016. And I think if I do that, I think if I work to achieve one goal, it's more likely that I'll achieve that one goal. Because when I have 7 to 10 goals in every parts of my life, I lose track of them. I lose track of what's important and what's not important, and the things from daily life get thrown in there, and you lose track of the goals. And if you do set 7 to 10 goals and you have a goal in each part of your life, those goals need to be right in front of your face every day, every morning, every time you look at your calendar, every time you look at your computer, those goals need to be there and you need to be working on them. And 7 to 10 goals is a lot, especially for us small firm architects that are trying to do so many things with so many hats and trying to accomplish so many things with both our business and our family. So in 2016, I'm going to set one goal. And it's being inspired by this book. I've talked about this book before, The One Thing by Gary Keller. In his book, in Gary's book, he talks about, he says this one quote over and over and over again. And this is a quote that's in my head. It's embedded in my brain. What is the one thing that you can do such that by doing it, everything else is easy or easier or unnecessary? What's the one thing that you can do that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? What is the one thing? So that inspired me to look at my goals at this time of year. I'm looking at my goals. It's something I do every year. I look at my goals and I set my 7 to 10 goals in every part of my life. This year, inspired by Gary's book, The One Thing, I'm going to set one goal, one big goal, and I'm going to accomplish that one big goal. So when I launched Entree Architect back in December of 2012, I started it in 2011 with a blog post called the 12-12-12 Project. And many of you who have been listening to me since then, you know all about the 12-12-12 Project. The 12-12-12 Project was a goal. It was one big life-altering goal. It was a commitment to do something life-altering. And it was an invitation to the people who were following me at that time to do the same thing. And my 12-12-12 Project was Entree Architect. And I launched the Entree Architect podcast, this podcast you're listening to, on December 12, 2012. I relaunched the blog at entrearchitect.com. And it was a mission to start something that would become more influential in the profession. And that was one goal that I set, and I accomplished that one goal. And many of my goals in 2015 revolved around improving Entree Architect and making it more influential, a more influential force in the profession of architecture. You hear me say that all the time. And with more focus and an unexpected boost from my friends over at Charette Venture Group, and your support and your encouragement, we've grown. And today, many, many more architects know about the things we're doing here at Entree Architect. I hear more architects talking about money and more architects talking about fees and marketing and sales and working to build better businesses. It's becoming something that architects talk about. It's something that's become influential. And I believe that a lot of that's coming from the things that we're doing here at Entree Architect, that the things that I'm talking about and the things that I'm writing about and the things that I encourage others to do are opening up the profession to talk about these things. And so Entree Architect has certainly achieved the goal of becoming more influential. But many of my goals in 2015 were not achieved. Some of them lost their priorities when other major decisions took precedent. Life happens and goals evolve and good things happened in 2015, and many of those things were not specific goals. So in 2016, I'm doing something different and I'm setting one goal. One thing that by doing it, everything else will become easier or unnecessary in my life. So what's my goal? What's my goal for 2016? I know that's what everybody's thinking. And I was thinking that, you know, maybe I wasn't going to share that one specific goal. I was just going to share the idea of having one goal and invite you to do the same thing. But I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it right now. My goal for 2016 is to master the act of delegation. That's right. I'm going to master the act of delegation. I'm going to learn how to delegate. I'm going to become a master at it, and I'm going to achieve that. And that is my goal. That's my one goal. I'm going to build a team and find the right people for the right roles and learn to delegate the things that I shouldn't be doing or I can't do or I don't want to do. And for me, this is not something that I'm suggesting for all of you. I'm sure some of you, certainly this could be your one thing as well, but this is for me. And for me, learning to delegate will not be easy. There's a lot of fear in committing and letting go of some of the control that has up to this point made me successful, both at Five Cat Studio, the architecture firm, and here at Entree Architect. But by accomplishing this one thing, like Gary Keller says, this one thing, everything else will be easier or unnecessary, right? Everything will be better in every part of my life, in my business, in my finances, in my physical life, in my spiritual life, in my family, in my leadership, all these things, every part of my life will get better. I'll get more done. I'll be more influential. I'll have bigger impact on more people. I'll have more time for my family. I'll have less stress. I'll make more money. All of these things I set as goals for this past year will become easier as well. The things that I set up as goals in 2015 that maybe didn't get accomplished or may have gotten accomplished, those things too will become easier or unnecessary if I accomplish this one thing, this one goal of delegation. And my goal here with delegation is not to try to delegate. There's a very specific word I used. I didn't say my goal is to try to delegate more or to learn to delegate. That's not what the goal is. The goal is not to get good at delegation. The goal is to master delegation. Mastery takes focus and education and training and discipline. So rather than my 7 to 10 goals in every part of my life that I've done for all these years, for 2016, I'm committing to one goal that will make every part of my life better by default. And that's me. That's what I'm going to do in 2016. So how about you? Have you set goals in the past? Have you been successful at reaching those goals? What's the one thing that you can do such that by doing it, everything else will get easier or unnecessary? Maybe this year, set one goal and then plan for that success. Set that one goal and then plan for that one goal to happen. Make sure that your one goal is smart. Make sure it's specific and measurable and attainable and realistic and timely. Okay? Make sure it's smart. And then break your goal. This is how you're going to accomplish this goal. If you have this one goal, this is the, whether you have one goal or 7 to 10 goals, this is the way you accomplish goals. You break your goals into projects, okay? So if you have one goal, for that one goal, what are the things that need to be accomplished to make that goal happen? For that one goal to happen, you can't just set a goal and then say, okay, I'm going to work towards that goal and then work towards that goal. You need a plan. And in order to have a plan, you need to break your goal into projects. You need to break it down into realistic things that can be accomplished. So what those projects might be, what you need to learn. What do you need to learn to accomplish that goal? Who are the people that you need, that you might need to help you accomplish this goal? How much money are you going to need to get these things done? How are you going to make that money? These are all projects. These specifics of how you're going to do this goal are projects. So break down your goal into multiple projects. And then break down your projects into tasks. So what do you need to learn to accomplish your goal? Okay, so that's the project. So the tasks are specific things that you're going to do to achieve that project, to complete that project. Maybe the first task is to look through the offerings of different training courses to learn how to do the things you need to learn. Maybe it's to take a class at a local community college. Maybe it's to find a coach or a mentoring group. Those are tasks, to find those things. And then the next task would be to sign up for that course, Break down the projects into tasks. A great tool for setting up your projects and breaking them down into tasks is Nozbe. This is a tool that I've talked about before. I've written about it in a newsletter and in the blog, N-O-Z-B-E. I use it every day to get things done. And I share specifically how I do that in my Get Focused course. And you can get that Get Focused course at getfocusedcourse.com. There's 16 videos, and I gave you a bonus 17th video that I actually show you how I use Nozbe to get my things done, to get my daily things done, and how do I achieve my goals. And if you do want to give Nozbe a try, go to entrearchitect.com/Nozbe. That's an affiliate link that will help me. It won't cost you anything. Nozbe's actually, they have a free version, and you can definitely use the free version. And if you do want to go to the paid version, which is what I use, if you want to go to the paid version, you can use the promo code EntreeArchitect in the promo code EntreeArchitect, and you get 10% discount off the paid version. And so just wanted to throw that out there in case you wanted to look at Nozbe and give it a try. Let's take a quick break here to say thank you to FreshBooks and the Architecture Business Plan Competition for their support as platform sponsors of Entree Architect. Because as platform sponsors, FreshBooks and Charette Venture Group, the founders and organizers of the Architecture Business Plan Competition, they've provided funding and support for our overall mission to become an influential force in this profession of architecture. They recognize the need for small firms to build better businesses in order to be better architects. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use accounting software designed to help us small firm owners get organized, save time invoicing, and get paid faster. It takes care of invoicing, expense tracking, estimating, reporting, and it all happens out on the cloud, so you have access to all of your information from anywhere you have access to the internet. And as an exclusive offering just for us at Entree Architect, I've asked FreshBooks to join me on video and show us around the product FreshBooks. And I know that you, once you see it, you'll like it. Tim Lee of FreshBooks and I produced a series of videos, and they're available for free at entrearchitect.com/FreshBooksVideo. entrearchitect.com/FreshBooksVideo. And when you're ready to give FreshBooks a try, go to freshbooks.com/architect and sign up for your free 30-day trial. And make sure you let them know that you came from us, Entree Architect. Just add that to the How Did You Hear About Us section when you sign up at Entree Architect, or let them know Entree Architect when you sign up at freshbooks.com/architect. And the Architecture Business Plan Competition. This is a great opportunity to take your firm to greater success with a plan. When you register, you'll get free training and a chance to win $10,000. That's the grand prize that's going to the winner of the Architecture Business Plan Competition. We'll be discussing more about the Architecture Business Plan Competition later in this episode, so stay tuned. But thank you to Charette Venture Group, the organizers of the competition, for their support as a platform sponsor. To learn more about the competition and to register, go to archbusinessplan.com. That's A-R-C-H businessplan.com. So break down your projects into tasks and then get those tasks onto your calendar. That's the next step. So you have goals and then projects and then tasks, and then you need to schedule those tasks to be accomplished every week on your calendar. So get that, and Nozbe links to Google Calendar. So you can actually set those deadlines and set those dates in your Nozbe, and it automatically goes to your calendar. So break down your one goal into projects, break your projects into tasks, and get your tasks done by scheduling them on your calendar every week. And that's how you can get focused and get things done. That's how you accomplish your one goal. Oh, and there's one other thing. Sharing your goal with other people can help you accomplish that goal and hold you accountable throughout the year to help make your goal happen. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the Facebook group. I want you to go to
entrearchitect.com/group, and that will take you to our free Entree Architect Facebook group. And I want you to share your goal there. I'm going to post a question about goals on the Facebook group, and I want you to share your one goal. And make sure that it's smart, make sure it's specific and measurable and attainable and realistic and timely. And post your goal at the Facebook group. And this will help you make it real. And you may also inspire others to do the same thing. So that's what's great about that Facebook group, is that once you share what you know, other people start sharing what they know. So go to entrearchitect.com/group and go share your goals. So what is your one goal for 2016? I want to know.
Complete show notes for this episode may be found at entrearchitect.com/episode104. And also, like I said, check out the Facebook group at entrearchitect.com/group and share what you know there. Share your one goal over at the Facebook group. And the all new entrearchitect.com is coming soon. My team is working hard at building this thing out and hitting our deadline for the new year. An all-new website, all-new blog, new newsletter, maybe even some changes here at the podcast coming up. And this is really what I want to talk about. The Entree Architect Academy. Oh, this is going to be awesome. The Entree Architect Academy is getting an overhaul as well. Every month, there's going to be training and discussion and resources, everything that you need to build a better business. So if you are struggling, trying to figure out how to get your business to work, we're here to help. We're going to give you all the training you need, all the support you need. You're going to have all the resources that you need at Entree Architect Academy. For details on how and when and why to enroll in the Entree Architect Academy, sign up for the newsletter, the Entree Architect Report, our free weekly newsletter. Subscribers will be the first to know all about the new Entree Architect Academy. Sign up at entrearchitect.com/newsletter. I am so excited about what's happening here at Entree Architect. 2016 is going to be an incredible year for not just me, not just my team, but for the Entree Architect community. If you are listening to my voice and you follow Entree Architect at the blog, here at the podcast, if you join Entree Architect Academy, your life is going to change. That is my goal. My goal is to delegate all the things that need to be delegated, so my strength of inspiring you to be more successful, I can focus all of my attention on that. My attention can be focused on making Entree Architect the best it can be. And I do that with your support. And I just wanted to say thank you. So sign up for the newsletter if you're not already there, entrearchitect.com/newsletter. And subscribe there, and you'll get all the information you need to know about the relaunch and the new Entree Architect Academy. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. And I encourage you listening right here with the earbuds in your ears, I encourage you to share what you know. See you next week, and thank you for listening.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
typically Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gehry. Visit glengehry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.